We are up to Siman Samech Hei, and we started speaking yesterday about the sugya of Korah Sirogin, if there was an interruption between. And that's actually very relevant and very nergea. We spoke about the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that if there was a hefsek in the middle of Shema, which is very substantial, sufficient time to say the entire Shema. The opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is that it doesn't actually matter whether it was Beshtike, whether it was Bedibu, it doesn't really matter, because the only place that we find that a substantial hefsek is a problem is by Shmoneser, that's right. That's the opinion of Shulchan Aruch, based on many Rishonim. The only place where big hefsek is a problem, that's in Shmoneser. Middle of Shmoneser, you have a long interruption, long enough to say the entire Shemana Esa, then you've got a problem. You have to start again from the beginning of Shemana Esa. Pardon?
Benching as well.
Oh, possibly. Now, the that's opinion of Shulchan Aruch, based on Ben Rishayim. The Ramah disagrees. And the Ramah says, no, we don't make a distinction between Shemana Esa and Shema. It doesn't go that way. The different, it depends, it all depends on what kind of interruption it was. Let's go through the Ramah again. Bottom line of page 196. For Yesh Oimrim, Teimo Yo Onus, if it was an Oines, Vehifsik de Ligmaris Kula, the Ramah says if it was an Oines, his interruption was an Oines type of interruption, and it was sufficient de Ligmaris Kula, the Oines, created a hefsek that he could have said the entire Shema. Choizel Eroish, he does return to the beginning of Shema. V'chochinog, and that is the minik. Right. Now, the Ramah adds, how do you actually say, we kept on talking about, it's sufficient time to say Shema. What does that mean, sufficient time to say Shema? Are we talking about a fast readers, or are we talking about a slow readers? Who are we talking about? Average. Says the Ramah indeed, we talk about the interruption, we measure it lefi according our koyer, the personal reader, veloy, and not lefi according roiv ne'odim, not according to majority of people. So when we talk about an interruption and we say that it was kedeligma reskula, we're talking about the individual reader and not the majority of people. But going back to the Ramah's point of that you have to go back if there wasn't a hefsek machmas oines. Let us try to define what an oines means exactly. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Beis explains. V'yesh oimim deim. Tamam. They understand the rationale is as follows. The Beis Shloime, we understand, im lo yoyo onus, if he was not an onus. Sheim oyo roitze, hoyo chalikrois. If he wanted to read, he could have carried on reading. Lo yavav shtika, afila dibu hefsek. If he could have potentially, what do you think about this? If he could have potentially carried on reading, and he didn't, but he could have physically carried on reading, that's not considered a hefsek. It's not considered a hefsek. It's not gonna, because he could have. He just didn't, but he could have. So that's not considered a hefsek. But if he was really forced to interrupt the reading, the Shema, Chashiva Shi Hefsek, then it's considered a hefsek. Kimin Shaloi Hoya Oz Yochalikos, because he couldn't have read. He could not have read. So it all boils down to if he could have read, he couldn't have read. If he decides to stop, and he just, relaxes a minute, and he relaxes, and he stops, according to his opinion, it could be 15, 20 minutes, it's not a problem. But if he has to stop, then, says the Mishnah Berurah, I'm Mogen Avraham Shemasik. The Mogen Avraham defines, we're talking about if the hefsek, what's considered oines, is if, for instance, needs to be excused. Or, alternatively, the place is inappropriate for saying Shema. Such as Shom Tzoya, he found Tzoya there, or Meraglam, or urine. For who is Atshayetim, and he had to wait physically until it's taken out. So, because he halachically was not allowed to continue, that is considered an oines. Now, he was not halachically allowed to continue reading, that's considered a, and that takes now, say, 3-4 minutes. Then we say, oh, you couldn't read. You takikun in halachically, you couldn't read. There was a smell here, there was an item here which made it impossible to read. Oh, if that's the case, oines, machmas, the oines made, it was an oines, he couldn't halachically read. So now, if that took more than the ligmer eskula, That took more than 2, 3, 4 minutes. That's tough luck. You have to start again from the beginning. Yeah, the svar is an interesting svar. Right, you say that. So Rabbi Kagan says he would have said he would have understood the other way around. If he just cannot be bothered reading, or he's just lazy, or he can't, he could halachically read, but he's just not. Nah. What happens if somebody puts a gun on there on his head and he says, "You better not read Shema," or he's just there's an onus and he can't. You better, and after 3 minutes the guy goes away. So what's then? Halachically, he was allowed to, but he just physically wasn't really possible. What do you think about that? Yeah, okay. Says the Mishneh Berurah in the name of the Magen Avraham. Aval oines acher, but on the type of oines. Could go in such as machmas listim, if there was robbers there, v'chai gavna, thieves, dangerous people. Havek mishes shasak berotzon to loicha shehevsek ledeir. That's not considered. He could have halachically continued reading. He could have halachically continued. He just didn't because of a technical difficulty. So that's not considered at end. Even if it takes half an hour. It's fine, it's not considered a hefsek. You can just carry on reading. Why? Because halachically, you're allowed to carry on reading. You're allowed to halachically carry on reading, that's not considered a hefsek. Does that make sense? So let's go back to the Hatzolah case. Rabbi Isai, Shema, middle of Shema, Hatzolah call out. He runs out, he's back 20 minutes later. He's middle of Shema. Does he continue or does he go back? According to the Ramah's opinion. You have to go back. Why is that?
Couldn't read it.
Why not? But was he halachically not allowed to? Was he halachically not allowed to? Or was he comparable to the... Was he... I suppose. Yeah, I hear. Yeah, so the pashtus would be that since halachically he'd be allowed to carry on reading, I suppose the pashtus is halachically he's allowed to carry on reading. It's just I suppose... That halachically he's allowed to carry on reading, he just had another disturbance, and therefore, he would probably say that he continues ways up to it's not considered as a hefsek. Yeah?
What happens in the case of
where
someone goes off to relax within Shema?
Somebody goes what?
Goes off to relax within Shema.
Yeah. Yeah, then he would be considered machmas oines, he's not allowed to carry, he's not allowed to. So then you would have to go back to the beginning. Safe base. Okay. Rabbi Isai, we're going to now discuss another topic, which is the topic of joining the Shema of the community. The Shul is saying Shema, and you are up to Pesukei Dezemer, for instance. Do you have to say Shema can you just carry on saying you're up to Pesukei Dezemer, can you just carry on your Ashrei? But you have to stop and interrupt and say Shema with the chazan, with the tzibur, with the community. What's that? We're going to be talking about that now. Korah Kriyas Shema. Okay, the first case is the other way around, that he was reading Shema. V'nichnas lebeis haknesses, and he was entering a shul. V'motzot tzibur, and he found a minyan, shekorin Kriyas Shema, they're reading Shema. The halacha is, tzorich likrois imahem. You, just about to say brachas, or whatever you're up to in the beginning, you're just coming into shul. They are starting to say Shema. Tzorich likro simohem, you must say Shema with the tzibur. Pasuk Rishon, the first, the Shema Yisrael, Shema Kriyas Shema, you have to say with them. Why? Shlo yeroe, it should not appear, keilu as if, eini roi tzedek kabla machu shemaim im chavei rov. Because if you are in the middle of saying, the brachas of Birkas Hashachar in the morning, and the whole menu is saying Shema, it appears that it would seem as if you're not interested in being Mamlech Ribbono Shel Olam. They're all saying Shema, you are not, so it appears as if you're not joining your friends to say Shema together. So therefore, you have the halacha is, you must say Shema, even if you're not up to Shema, you have to say Shema with a minyan. And similarly, if he's in shul, and he's saying Pesukei Dezimra, or Pesukei Mokim Shereshai Lifsoik, and if he's up to Pesukei Dezimra, any place you're allowed to interrupt, The meaning is, the Shechichazni saying Shema, you must join them. You must say Shema with them. Aval, but, if you're in a place where you're not allowed to interrupt, mid, Psukah de Zemra, mid paragraph, a place where you're not allowed to interrupt, then, like in Psukah de Zemra, lo yafsik, do not interrupt, elo oima, yoimer a tevois, he should say his words. Shoima b'sha shatzibu oima in prosecution b'nigan atzibu. You should carry on saying, you should continue saying what you're up to, but you should say in the same tune as if it appear a bit as if you're saying Shema, benigun hatzibu, with the tune of the tzibu, shenire kilu koirim ha'em, it would appear as if you're saying it with them. So we're learning Rabbi Yisai. Really, a person must say Shema. When the chazan says Shema, you have to join him. So if you just came into shul, you're just about to put on the talis and fill him for somebody up to Shema ready, you're really coming late, and you're just about, you have to say Shema with them. Even if you have already talis and fill in, and you're just about to say your brochas, you're before Boruch Shama, you have to join him for Shema. The only thing is, if it's Psukah de Zimra, and you're in a play, you're already up to Psukah de Zimra, you're not allowed to interrupt. What's the halacha then? Then, you don't say Shema, you're not allowed to interrupt, you're not allowed to say the word Shema Yisrael, but you should say the same tune. Remember those days, they used to say Shema aloud together, and they used to say it in the tune. So you should say it together with the tune of the, you should say whatever you're up to, you should say in the tune of Shema. How does that apply today, Rabbi Yisai? Oh, very good. Rabbi Feingold suggests that you should say, whatever you're up to in Psukah de Zimra, Asher Yeshua Besecha, but you should cover your eyes. What do you think about that, Rabbi Yisai? Maybe you should sit down. Yeah, interesting. What do you think about that?
Playing the game a little bit, really, isn't it?
Playing the game? Okay, are you questioning the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, or are you questioning the Rabbi Feingold's addition about covering the eyes?
Yeah, the latter.
Yeah, I hear. So you're saying that you said there is no code to say to cover the eyes. Yeah, okay, but the svar is a nice svar.
Otherwise, it's just
the
party pieces.
Yeah, okay. Good, okay. Yeah, Rabbi Yisai, so that's the halacha. Now, Mishnah Berurah is going to... Yeah?
If I could just do the svara of Ke'ilu Kari Maim, when all the Hashanah with them, and coming out would be the same halacha.
Yeah, I hear that. It's interesting because I don't remember seeing it. I remember looking into it, not this week, but I remember looking into it, and I couldn't actually find somebody said it explicitly. If I'm not mistaken, nobody actually says it. To actually cover the eyes. I don't think there's a makov for it, but the svara is definitely a very strong svara. Yeah.
What's the case? The rabbi in the Shulchan Aruch said he's reciting Shema and he enters and he finds him reciting Shema, he should do Shema with them, which demonstrates the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch.
Well, he's actually talking about a case that he's actually read already Kiyah Shema. He has actually read because he's Yoitz already. But you're right, I should have pointed out, but it doesn't really make a difference. Right. As the Mishnah Berurah points out here, actually, in Sifkot Ches, Kor Kiyah Shema, V'kol Shkenim Lo Kor Adayin, even more so if he hasn't read Shema, that's a Chalikos Pesachishin, you should say Pesachishin. But then he says the very interesting point. Avoloi yichave lotzeis bazeh, but he should not have intention to be yoitze. The mitzvah zaseh de kriya shema, kibun she'en lo tefillin b'roisha, it doesn't have tefillin on his head. V'gam yeh b'loi brochas, also it would be without brochas, which is not the right way of doing things. K'del sof simen mevav, ayin shom. V'nira li, it appears to me that feeling more, you etz lo yikodim b'kis, even if he hasn't said b'kis o teira, kibun she'en lo yikodim b'kis o teira, since he's not saying it for learning purpose, only say first possible. So Mishnah Berurah now addresses the Shaila. What happens really if a person coming to shul and he hasn't said Shema, and now the tzibur is saying, he's saying Shema, you want to join him to say Shema, what's your intention? Should your intention be to be Yoitza, or should your intention not to be Yoitza? What should the intention be? Right, so the Mishnah Berurah says here that your intention should be not to be Yoitzer. The intention should be not to be Yoitzer because you haven't got talis and tefillin on. So intention should be just be, I'm just joining the tzibur, but not more than that. Right. Rabbi Isai, interestingly, the Mishnah does not mention over here something which Rabbi Shlomo Zalman does mention. Somebody asked me yesterday, I forgot who. What about the Shema that we say, so there's a Siddur here, oh, thank you, yeah, I've got it. I'm sorted. At the beginning of davening, yeah? Yoni said it. Balifichach, yeah, Nachtun Chaim, no? Hashenu, Shenachtun, Mashkim, Marim, Erev, Oike, Vayim, Vayim, Bechol, Yoyim, Shema, Yisrael, Hashem, Lekin, Hashem, Echad. And then, okay, what happens? That, again, the Chazan does, or at least should, say loud as well. Now, the Chazan says that. Do you have to join as well for the Shema Yisrael or not? Okay, I'm repeating. That what we learn, the Shulchan Aruch, he's talking about the real Shema, where we are Yoytze Shema. There's a halacha which we just learned now. You must join the Chazan, you must join the Tzibu when he says Shema. That's clear. Now, I'm asking a question which Mishpu does not address. And that's what happens. The Chazan says, Lefichach, and he says Shema Yisrael, beginning of davening. Do you have to join the Chazan as well, yes or no? People do. You do not need to. Is there... Why not? If not, then why not?
Because the whole reason is so that you don't appear not be Omar Koshamayim like the rest, but no one is having that intention at that time.
Very good. Nobody's Yoitza anyway. Very interesting. Mr. Shanel says that when we're not Yoitza, nobody's being Yoitza the mitzvah, so consequently, you don't really have to join. Interesting. What do you, Taina? You have to or you don't have to? Yes or no? You have to join or not?
No.
No? No? Yes?
Good to do it.
Good to do it, but you don't have to. Very good. So, Shlomo Zalman actually says that certainly, if you're up to Pesukah Dezim, or if you're up to anywhere where there's, you certainly don't have to. And you mustn't interrupt Pesukah Dezim, etc. He says it's not a, he said there's definitely not an obligation. He says it might be a nice practice, it might be nice minhag, to actually join when they say Shema, but you don't really have to, and very much the rationale, very much being what you're saying, that is no, you're not actually fulfilling the obligation at that stage anyway. So the halach is yes, indeed, for the Shema, the beginning of davening, you don't really have to join. Right, okay. Mishneh Berurah in Seif Katan Yud says something interesting. Seif Katan Tes, first white line. He says here, famously, or maybe not so famously, if cotton test Mr. Fon Shikun Kishma. There's other places as well that you must join the Chazan. What are the other places you need to join the Chazan? Wherever you may be up to. Oleinu, very good. Very good. So the Mishnah Berurah says here, Vehuadin Shador Shatzibu Oimrim, also the other tfilis that the Tzibu joins, could go in such as Tehilele David. That's the normal way of doing things. You have to certainly by Oleinu, you have to join them when they say Oleinu, you have to certainly join them. You have to join them. But Ashrei, I'm not so sure about the meaning of Ashrei, but certainly by Oleinu, if the Tzibu says Oleinu, you have to say Oleinu with the Tzibu. Yeah. Pardon? Yes. Yeah. Seif Gimel in Shulchan Aruch, Korah Kriyas Shema. You are reading Shema. You have read Shema. Korah Kriyas Shema. V'nichnas lebeis haknesset. You are entering a shul. V'motzah tzibu shikun kriyas Shema. So you have said Shema. You're entering a shul which is saying now Shema. Toiv sheikrei mohem. You should join them. Kol kriyas Shema. You'd say with him the entire Shema. V'ikabel tzchak koyre b'Torah. You're going to get reward for learning Torah. Halachically, the chiyuv tzibes was telling us you are obligated to join for the first pasuk. When they say Shema, you join them for Shema. This Shulchan Aruch now is adding that yeah, that's for the first pasuk. The rest of Shema, it's nice to join if you can, and you say after, etc. If you can join them, it's very nice. You're going to get a reward, even if you're not going to get a reward of saying Shema, the mitzvah of Shema. You're going to get a reward of learning Torah. When you say the first pasuk, do you have to say Baruch Shem as well or not? Yeah? Says the Mishnah Berurah, got new pasukishin, v'gam Baruch Shem kvoy machusoy l'olam v'ed. V'das hagrob v'yuroi, shetzorich likro simem kol kriyas Shema. The Vilna Gaon says, You have to actually, you must say the entire Shema. But again, not the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is not like that. Omnom b'psukah d'zimra, nira dein lach, miyosim posukishin. Said it's true that you may have to say Baruch Shenk v'machsol l'olam v'ed, but that's only if you're before p'sukah d'zimra. If you're in p'sukah d'zimra, you're not going to say Baruch Shem, obviously. To b'lavachi d'asim mechab l'ach m'psukah d'zimra, because we don't, according to most opinion, you don't actually say Shema in the middle of p'sukah d'zimra if they're up to there. Okay, so that's Simon Samechei, and we're ready for Simon Samechvov. Beize mokim yochoil lehafsik, uve eize mokim lo yafsik. Shulchan Aruch is going to discuss over here, where in which places is one allowed to interrupt, and which place are you not allowed to interrupt. The Shulchan Aruch says there is a big distinction, if you need to interrupt, there's there's a very big difference as to whether you're in the middle of the paragraphs or you're mid-paragraph. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Bein ha-prokim. If you're in between paragraphs, the halacha is as follows. So in between paragraphs in Shema, either afterward of Yisharecha or before Vayim Shemaya, or just before Pasuk, you're in the middle of between paragraphs. So Shulchan Aruch says as follows, Bein ha-prokim. Between paragraphs, Shoyel Bishloim Odom Nichbat. If there is a very respectful and respected person walking in, then you're allowed to greet him. You're in the middle of paragraph, in between paragraphs, you're allowed to greet him. Oh, dear so and so, good morning. You're allowed to greet a very, very important figure. Umeishiv Shalom Lechol Odom. And if somebody greets you, whoever it may be, you're allowed to reply. Meishiv shalom lechol adam. That's with regards to between paragraphs. Over emtza. If you're in the middle of a paragraph, then the halach is more stringent. Then the halach is shoil bishloim misho yorim imenu. You're not allowed to greet anyone stam. You're only allowed to greet somebody that you fear. Who do you fear, Rabbi Yisai? Who is the person that you need to fear? A king? Not nowadays. Who do you need to fear? A king is questionable. But who is for sure you need to fear? Sure. And a physical human? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kegoin Oviv, such as one's father, Oi Rabbi, or your Rebbe, Oi Misha Gadol Men of Chochma, somebody that's taught you a tremendous amount of Torah, huge amount of Torah. That kind of person, you is you're allowed to greet, because you fear him, you're allowed to greet him in the middle of Shema. Anybody else, you're not allowed to. For Kol Shken, and even more so, Melech, a king, or Anos. Anos is the person who is a person who's got tremendous power, and can, and has a lot of authority. My example, when I teach this this Mishnah in school, my example of Anos is a offset inspector, yeah. Yes. So that's with regards to greetings. You're allowed to greet somebody that you fear, but not stam anybody. You're allowed to greet, so you initiate the conversation, somebody you fear. Who are you allowed to, if somebody initiates conversation with you, then the halach is, meishiv shalom la'odom nichbat, you're allowed to reply a shalom, a reply a greeting to a respectful person. V'afilu b'emtza ha'pasuk, even if you're in the middle of a pasuk, chutz ha'pasuk shema Yisrael, unless you're in the middle of Pasuk Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem Kvim Achsol Elam Ved, Sholei Afsik Baim Klal, that you're never allowed to interrupt when you're in the middle of the first Pasuk, you're not allowed to say anything, Im Loi Mipnei Shemi Yorei, Shemi Yageno. So, unless somebody's going about to kill you, then, yes, sorry, it's just about to kill you, gun on his head, so you better say hello to me, otherwise I'll kill you. Then, you're allowed to, even in the middle of Shema, you're allowed to actually say, yeah, good morning, sir. But otherwise, if it's not that life-threatening situation, then you're not allowed to interrupt for Shema under any circumstances. So, it's somebody that you fear, so the halacha is, if it's in the middle of paragraph, you're allowed to initiate conversation, you're allowed to reply, Odom Nichbad, and again, the very first posuk, you're not allowed to say anything unless you fear for your life. Now the Mishnah Berurah in the first bold line, the Mishnah Berurah must have put it in bold for a reason. He says, "Kol ma she'osu ledaber," whenever you're not allowed to talk, "afilu b'loshon hakodesh osu ledaber," you're not allowed to say, whenever you're not allowed to talk, you're not allowed to talk in loshon hakodesh either. "Afilu teva achas osu," in even one word, you're not allowed to say. So the point, because sometimes people feel that if you speak in loshon hakodesh in Hebrew, it's a bit more lenient. Mishnah Berurah brings a name of the Prima Goldin. This is not so. If you say something in Loshon HaKodesh, it doesn't make any difference, doesn't make it any better, you're not allowed to interrupt according to the Shulchan Aruch. And I wish you a very good Shabbos, and we'll continue, Mitzvah Shem, on Sunday.